This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the ICE Futures Morning Show, broadcast number 111 for Thursday, October 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly higher Thursday morning, although activity is mixed and choppy as the market consolidates right under its recently hit multi-year highs. Canola is down 70 cents to up $1.40. November up 60 cents at $549.30 per ton. The more active January contract up a dollar at $549.80. That January contract had hit a fresh contract high of $552 in overnight trade, but has since retreated below that level. Ideas the market is starting to look overbought accounted for some selling pressure. But soybeans and soy oil in Chicago are both higher today after choppy overnight sessions, and that's providing spillover support. Malaysian palm oil, though, did post small overnight losses. Intermonth spreading remains a feature as traders continue to roll out of the nearby November contract. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans up 6 cents in the January contract at $10.78 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 2.2 million tons came in at the higher end of trade expectations, and that provided support. The USDA also announced additional private export sales this morning of 150,000 tons to Mexico and an additional 130,000 tons of soybeans to other unknown destinations. Persistent dryness concerns in parts of South America remained supportive for soybeans as well, although the latest forecasts are looking more favorable for moisture in Brazil over the next week. Corn, it's up as well. December up 3.5 cents at $4.17 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports of 1.8 million tons topped trade guesses, with the advances in soybeans also providing spillover support. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in December at $5.85 per bushel, but the winter wheat's lower. Kansas City down 4.5 cents in December at $5.65 per bushel, and Kansas City wheat down 4 cents in the December contract at $6.25 per bushel. Spring wheat does remain underpriced compared to the winter wheats and due for a correction to more normal price spreads. Dryness concerns in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world remain supportive for the wheat markets, although ideas that recent gains are overdone were tempering the upside and weighing on the winter wheats today. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.